Blog Talk Radio.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle. It's beauty in the struggle. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be great damn if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my scripts out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a rigor Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived.
Greetings, peace and blessings. Today is May 3rd, 2015. This is Tribes of Aboriginal Nations Outreach D program entitled Come Out of Her, My People. To your brother Elijah Layahu, back at it once again, out the lion's den. With my dear brother from another mother, Tobiah Ben Israel. You there, sir?
Shalom Aleikum, Aki.
Aleikum Shalom, Aki. Today's title of discussion will be May Day, May Day. I repeat, May Day. Now, for those listening audience that know the brother and oneself, they know you hear a title like that. Yeah, it can be a triple entendre by now, the way we be doing it. And May Day, it's a, I guess you would say alert. You know, Now they'd be pulling, calling all cars. But I believe when you're flying an aircraft, and I believe the military term for the snafu situation, normal, all effed up, snafu. And you hear the word mayday, you know that something is going down. Well, the brother hit me with some good piece of news coming out of Seattle, and just thought, mayday. For those that don't know, May Day is May 1st. And what it means is the International Workers Event. And here in Seattle, you got these. Just let me just read a brief section of this article. You guys can get a picture of what's going on out here. Seattle. Police say that black-clad May Day marchers hurled wrenches, rocks at officers, and hit police with sticks as a Friday night march through the Seattle neighborhood turned violent. Three officers were injured. This is no longer demonstration management. This has turned out to a riot, said the police captain. Now, there's different images of the protesters, and you can see them clashing with police officers. Police responded with pepper spray, pepper balls, arresting 15 individuals, water hoses. And protesters damaged 7 dozen vehicles, officer says. Became very violent, destructive, and they had to make a move. The officers handled themselves very professional. And the march was just one of several of the May Day demonstrations. Like I said, this is done in support of workers' rights. And understanding that In the mix of other things that's going on, Black Lives Matter, immigrant workers march, rights event organized, I mean, many different events that's going on right now. Some injuries, officers' injuries, one had a burn, one I think their shoulders got dislocated. You see bicycle officers riding down the road. But understanding these people were out in brute force. Like I said, they were in black hoodies protesting. And this is said to go on. Like I said, this is May Day, was for March 1st, but police is looking for these events, the riots and things of that nature, to be taking place all weekend. And law enforcement said they're ready for, in the event, for more protests. They don't like when their officers get injured. We are prepared to support all demonstrations of free speech. However, physical violence or property destruction is when we will take action to protect public safety. Now, this is the annual assembly. It happens every May 1st, and they focus on the labor, immigration, and issues. But understanding at the time that's going on, people use this demonstration also to rally against police violence. And the violent protesters in Seattle, it contrasted a peaceful event. And you had celebration demonstrations going on in Baltimore after prosecutors brought charges Friday night against all six officers that was involved in that arrest of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old black man who died from spinal injuries. So, I mean, you see looting, arson, clashes with the police, many different demonstrations going on. In the West Coast, you've seen it in Portland, Oakland, California. Many different events is going on right now. And I would just have to say, enough's enough. And as you can see by many different events that's going on, some people are using it as a chance to express their First Amendment. Some people are using it just to get out there and relieve some tension between them and authorities. And we just got to keep ourselves monitoring and see what's going on out here in these streets. But Mayday, Mayday. Brother, you got anything you'd like to add or bring forth pertaining to the rallies and things around this Mayday situation?
Yes, sir. Fitting title, Mayday. If you, anyone here to watch Top Gun, military movies, flying military aircraft, when you hear a pilot say Mayday, he's about ready to pull his ejector seat. He's about to pop out the top of the aircraft.
Already.
He's trying to get away. Now, in terms of what's going on in the earth right now, Mayday. Wow. Mayday.
Mm-hmm.
We come out on the radio and we try to share our perspective on things. And deprogram the minds of those who are listening, who may be listening later. As of now, we're trying to convey that Mayday, Mayday, come out of her, my people. And that's been a message that we were taught here in this nation. Come out of her, my people. But Mayday is a distress call. You look around the earth, and now it's just at our doorsteps. These type of things happen all the time. You turn on the TV or you're looking at CNN, you always hear something of this nature where, well, to a far higher magnitude in Yemen, in Kosovo, in Iraq, in Israel, everywhere across the earth, particularly the Middle East, there's a spirit of unrest around the world. And this reminds me of the day that John F. Kennedy died and they interviewed Malcolm X. And he said that it was the chickens coming home to roost. And he said, I'm an old farm boy myself. Chickens coming home to roost. Never made me sad. It made me glad. This isn't to say that I'm saying that I'm happy to see people being hurt. But this is to say that I'm extremely pleased that there's being some type of pressure being placed upon Beast Incorporated. Now, we know through these different rallies, we know that eventually there will be bills passed. There will be things on the House floor to alleviate the stress that's being placed upon these law enforcement agencies. Because this thing is going to get worse. It's going to be a power king. They also even laughed at Elijah Muhammad, being there 40 years ago, saying what he said. Said, even Malcolm X, he said a race war. Now, immediately when I say race war, you hear race and you're thinking black and white. Guess what? It's not so much black and white. It's a race to change a paradigm. It's a race for people to really have real fulfillment. It's a race for the people of the earth to enjoy the fruits of their labor. People are sick and tired of being in poverty, being impoverished, being held down, being led by government officials that represent them but have no interest in them. But for us particularly, as Israelites, it's a race war. We should be racing to know ourselves. We should be racing to organize. We should be racing to power. Huey P. Newton said that power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. With that comes organization. With that comes identity, identifying with a group of people, whether it be a society, an association, or what have you. The main thing is to organize your own people. Sitting in a high council of those that share your bloodline, your interest, that will create the nucleus that we need to move forward and what we need to do for our babies and our old people. And it's going to take us as young men to do that, because the movements that we're seeing now with these rallies, this is just the beginning. This is something very real, and this is something that we're going to face everywhere to some greater or lesser degree. Either we can be bound by the chains of oppression, or we can scream Mayday and do something about the distresses that's around about us. I yield, brother.
Yes, sir. That's a great piece. Well spoken. Duly noted. We'll get back. We'll definitely touch back on that before this end of this call. But you spoke on something that kind of sparked my mind, and you know how that goes. Thoughts being a cloud, so why is it still fresh? I want to speak on, you're speaking on the race. Well, I'm not sure if you caught this, brother, or not, but in Detroit, I want to say it was a prosecutor that right after the time of Freddie Gray incident, I forget her name. Her name is Tina Walsh. That's what it is. And the reason why this stuck with me, because Wayne County assistant, and I mean, you remember the name Wayne County, so I was just like, huh. So check this. This prosecutor said, and you know the notorious Facebook, that people involved in the Baltimore rioting should be shot. Now, this, I don't know what they call it. I guess it's not a tweet. Is that Twitter? What they, I don't know. Her post?
Snapchat, Twitter.
Yeah, whatever. Her online post stated, it sparked by the death of Freddie Gay. That's what it sparked it. As he was fatally injured. She described large swarms of police throwing bricks at police and et cetera, and those that were fleeing from their assaults. Suggested that use your guns. Simple. Shoot them. Period. End of discussion. So, yeah, man. Straight up to that prosecutor, bro. And, This comment was criticized by local defense attorneys and since then has been taken down off the Facebook site. Nonetheless, the death of the 25-year-old Gray, who is black, has become the latest flashpoint in the national debate over the treatment of minority groups by U.S. law enforcement. Tim Goons, my brother, I could say. And understanding the population that's in Baltimore and Detroit are predominantly black. And nearly two-thirds of Baltimore's population and roughly 83% of Detroit is black. So both communities also experienced brutal race riots back in the 60s. Now, understand this Miss Tiana Walsh called Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy on Friday and said that she was voluntarily resigning. She said that she'd been known for her great work ethics and her compassion for victims of crime and their families. Wow. So I wonder who these victims were. Obviously, what? Never mind. Her post was up online briefly, and she immediately took it down, understanding that the post was completely out of character for her and certainly does not reflect the person that we know. Yeah. Does he know? That's when that public persona is not matching that private. There's no, it don't balance out. Not the person we know. So I guess, you know, she got dual personalities or something. But on Friday, a Baltimore police officer and five others were charged in that fatal neck injury suffered by Gray while riding beside a policeman. So, what you think about this prosecutor, brother? Could you imagine having somebody like that prosecuting you, feeling some type of way? And honestly, I'm not going to say honestly, I mean, she's been known for her great work ethic and her compassion for the victims of crime and their families. So it wouldn't be looking too good if you had somebody like that and you were facing some trumped up charges and you coming in there and but she resigning is a good thing. But I just, yeah, man. What you got on that, brother? Anything?
You referring to the prosecutor that's overseeing the Baltimore issue, or the one who put something up on social media?
No. This is one that put something up on social media.
Oh,
this is the Detroit prosecutor. Oh. That she's from Wayne County. And I just remember when we was up in Detroit, we was familiar with Wayne County, so it was just funny. And I don't even say funny, but it was quite peculiar that this came abroad. And so it stuck with me, you know, places that we frequent. And so I got to keep my ear to the street of what's going on. And, yeah, Tiana Walsh posted that the people that was running away from the goons in the Freddie Gray incident should have just been gunned down. Let me read her quote again. It's since been taken down, but. Here it is. Large swarms of black people throwing bricks and et cetera at police who are fleeing from their assaults? Simple. Shoot them. Period. End of discussion. End quote. This is the prosecutor.
Now, you said that, could I imagine being prosecuted by someone like that?
Absolutely.
In a past life, I mean, that's the ops. That's the way they are.
That's the kangaroo court.
I remember sitting in the courtroom and one of the lawyers, Carrot Top, he had on a tie that had Confederate flags on it. Damn, I hope they don't call my name today. So, I mean, they're hidden now. Nothing has really changed except that people like to say they turned their sheets in for police uniforms. But, hell, the lawyers never had to change clothes. They still do the same thing that they already had been doing. Basically, get you in there. Excuse me. The justice system hasn't changed. And the administrators of the justice system hasn't changed, except maybe in certain instances. When law and the judicial system is used properly, it will find facts. And in finding facts, then the nature of law itself will prevail. If you have individuals who are officers of the court that have a preconceived notion of another people or an individual that comes before the court, you are bound to have a breach of moral conduct. But they don't escape this. They haven't escaped what's been done for decades because it's May Day and they're calling for help. The chickens have come home to roost. I don't know how you like your chicken. Anyhow. Now, this prosecutor, is she resigning or she fired or what? I'm pretty sure she just going to resign. They're not going to fire her because they wanted to be able to go get a job somewhere else.
Bingo.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to fire her. They're not going to keep her. They're not going to keep her from being able to use her bar card. So they're going to let her resign. Just slap on the hand and get another job somewhere else. Come work in the clerk's office for a while. Let it blow over. But she will, having her position, she will help determine. She will help determine how other cases go because of her expertise. She's a powerful woman, and I'm sure she has a brilliant mind. But she is sick in her thinking. I wonder, would she have said that if it were a group of Caucasians on a brick? I'm going to tell you, watch it. It's There's
going to
be more of them coming up. Huh?
Yeah, brother. Well, look at the pictures of those hooded,
yeah,
hooded people and those black hoods. Those are what you were speaking on right there.
The white boys.
Yeah, man, it was a bunch of Caucasoids. And they was giving
them the business. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, they were giving them the business.
The video,
yes, sir.
One white boy said, yeah, they were dragging the officers in the crowd by their body armor. You getting dragged by what's supposed to protect you. And these are people that look like you that's doing it to you. But y'all want to spray the black people that actually have a reason to be pissed off. I'm not saying that those individuals don't have a reason as far as labor and being in poverty. I'm not saying that they don't have a reason to be upset. What I am saying is they weren't fire hosed. They weren't victims of canines biting them. They weren't victims of church bombings. They weren't victims of gynecology. I read a piece where the individual doctor were testing his procedures out on our female women with no anesthetics. He's in their very private places using sutures and scalpels and getting paid to do it. So you tell me what's fair and what's equitable. By no means am I saying that anyone should be getting hurt. What I am saying is, what goes around comes around. And the sins of the father is visited upon the children. How you, brother?
Sit down.
Put a seven up in her.
Put a seven up in her. And I want to comment on that situation with the doctor. Yeah, history repeats itself. Many different experiments that take place on our people. And I know throughout the research, they're always trying to find a cure. But just some of these, you know, like the Tuskegee syphilis and things of that nature that's done purposefully just to see what would happen if you didn't give the individual any medicine, what kind of effects would it take, and there's different motives behind some of these individuals and what they got to gain. We know Big Pfizer, they want to shut down all types of herbal remedies and natural holistic medicine. So it's, I remember quote one President Bush said the OBGYNs wouldn't be able to practice their love for the women. I was like, what? Their love for, I'm like, man, it bumped his head. But practice their love for the women. I'm like, yo, I want to know.
That's a double entendre.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. Yeah, that would be a good reason to sign up for that job, but that's on another note. And it's just what you were speaking on, brother. It hurts, though, because this is the truth. And it's been going on to our people. Like you said, there's nothing new underneath the sun. And when you were speaking on, it's not about the violence. It's not about none of that. But what it is about is dumb good old country boys, they're not going to stand for the okey-doke, so to speak. Remember when they were trying to gather up the cattle?
And trying to take the man and land, want to move the cattle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted to do it. Yeah, they did it. They actually went over there to take the cattle. But they were met by, you got guns in hand, we got guns in hand. It was met by force, equal force. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. if you don't use yours, I won't use mine, but I have one too. And
but you ain't moving these cattle.
No, them cattle didn't get moved. They retreated, brother. And you remember it was incidents like Ruby Ridge, and it's incidents like that happen that stick in my head when you have people who stand up, so to speak. They always find a way to try to erase you. And whether it's legally or illegally, but believe the Ruby Ridge incident, they shot the lady while she was holding her infant. Opened the door, just bang, put one in it. Sniper fire. And no negotiations, tried, none of that. Just put them right underneath the sniper fire. And it's incidents like this that happen. You got the David Davidian branch. Many different Montana Mountaineers. Many different Caucasoids who, so to speak, really, really about that life. I guess you call them good old country boys or whatever you want to call them. But when it's time to come together and stand up and take back what's theirs, they're really about that life. And I just want to say, brother, before I go to a small commercial break, there's a song that's about to be played, I found out last week, does have a couple explicit words in it, but the message that's being portrayed in the song is way deeper than a few of those curse words. So if there's any young children that's in the room, you might want to excuse them. And with that being, we'll go to a small commercial break. Hands up, don't shoot.
Our Lord, grant us good in this world and good in the life to come keep us safe from the torment of the fire. As we keep our hands up high and scream for justice. Ferguson, rest in peace Mike Brown, and all the young soldiers out there. God help us.
Time to take a stand and save our future.
Feel the pain, scammers, how they murder son. Tired of them killing us, I'm on my way to Ferguson. Talk to Tip, I talk to Diddy. Then my brother's walking with me. Mother's crying, stop the riots, we ain't got a chocolate city. I seen Cole out there, felt I should go out there. They left that boy 4 hours in the cold out there. They killing teens, they killing dreams.
It's murder.
Yo, come on. We gotta stick together, we all we got.
We all we got.
Taking shots and I ain't talking about Ciroc. I'm talking about Emmett Till, I'm talking about Azelle Ford. Talking about Sean Bell, he never go to jail for it. Trayvon over Skittles, Mike Brown, Cigarella. Story keep repeating itself like a Biggie instrumental. America's a glass house and my revenge is mental.
My revenge is
rather use my brain and throw a cocktail through a window.
I got the keys to the city, still we left in the cold. Hands in the sky, still was left in the road. Ribbon in the sky, Michael Brown, another soul. Stole by the system, black men, we pay the toll. Christ is your life. Uncle Sam on the flight. Black dress code, now we looting in the night. Now we throwing Molotovs, sending solid calls. And I know they hate to hear me screaming, I'm a boss.
Come and take a stand and save our future. Like we all got shot, we all got shot. Throwing up our hands, don't let them shoot us. Cause we all we got, we all we got. God ain't put us on the earth to get mad, it's murder. God ain't put us on the earth to get mad, it's murder. Don't put your weapons at me.
Tired of the okie doke, you lying, you Pinocchio. Driving wild black, tell me where am I supposed to go? Gunshots hit the car, now I got the Holy Ghost. Excessive force was a drug, then they overdosed. Got us trying to protest, it's a slow process. Heard it's a lot of rotten eggs in the crow's nest. People praying on their feet, police holding on with heat. Turned on the news and seen a tank rolling down the street.
I seen a lot of ice water toss, and I know it's false cause. My only question is, what we doing for the loss? I'm Mike Brown, cause right now I challenge you to use your talents to speak up, and don't you ever let them silence you. Cause action speaks louder than words, that's what I heard. Shot down with his hands up, that's what occurred. Man, that sound absurd. Matter of fact, to me that sound like murder. We want justice.
Hey, yo, game, I had a crib out there. I used to live out there. So I know how niggas feel out there. People stressing, protesting, unity is a blessing. So it's time we come together, use our voices as a weapon. I am Michael Brown, cause I stand for what he stand for. News say we looting, paint pictures like we some Alamo. My NWA, CMG, hollering rest in peace, easy. Fuck the police.
Heard another brother slain out with St. Louis. I'm sure the mother feel the pain, but what you famous doing? I'm sure the general population trying to be more active. But when the light finally catches you, you ice challenge. Okay, and I support the ALF just like the rest of them. But you have yet to pay your debt, so you just flexing it. Cause everybody care for a minute. Stop. People only here for a minute to stop. And what's the point of giving if you ain't giving your all? We never get in ahead. Might as well give up your heart.
I got my hands up. What else am I supposed to do?
What?
Excuse me. We're back 4 to 5 after the hour.
Damn.
Bottom of the hour. Like I say. I say. God didn't put us on the earth to get murdered.
To get murdered.
And as I put on that track, like I said, my apologies for a few of them F-bombs, but I needed that right now. And reason being I needed that is Tampa, Florida. Place where I reside, 813. The brother was able to take part, boots on the ground, in one of these protests. And as national protests continue, after the Freddie Gray's injury in police custody, the death in Baltimore, and you've seen a lot of violent protests. But yesterday in the city of Tampa, people stayed peaceful. And the message, Black Lives Matter, was heard loud and clear. And it started at Curtis Hickson Park and continued all the way to police headquarters. I think they had Bay News 9, 10 News, all the local news. And they seen the activists take over the streets. I believe the event was called Tampa to Baltimore. Tampa to Baltimore. And this goal was to speak out and show solidarity. One of the protesters that was interviewed goes by Ashley Green said, "We ain't waiting for someone to die in Tampa for people to ask what's the relationship with the Black community and the Tampa police. So out of mutual respect, safety, and dignity, we need to know now." Dozens of protesters walked down the center of the road in busy Tampa, downtown Tampa. Anybody been to Tampa? Or what I mean by when I say downtown. Walking in the middle of the street. Good. I say, unfortunately, I can't get those boots in the ground in Ferguson. But when we have something like this in the backyard, rest assured. Your boy is on deck. And that same thing is too. Remember that look on the face when I opened up the briefcase? And the lack of economic opportunities, discriminatory policy practices, also you have unarmed, unheard, and people that just don't get just. Understand, Ashley Green said that she's glad that the Baltimore officers were charged, but there were countless lives taken in April. Countless lives taken in April. What about the rest of the brothers and sisters? That's very important to note. And like I say, Tampa police, they were there on scene. And actually, I don't want to say, use the wrong verbiage here, but they were very peaceful, so to speak. And they understood that the protesters had a right to be heard, and long as nothing was violent, that it was okay. Tampa being a very diverse, populated city, this rally seemed to turn out no net arrest, no violence, but yet and still, the message was very loud and clear. Peaceful. Black Lives Matter. Protesting Tampa. Boots on the ground, Eliyahu. And rest assured, if this thing is coming to a city near you, put your boots on the ground. Show your people that we do stick together. And we will come together. But not like that. And don't get me wrong, I want to say the Trayvon incident that happened right here in Florida as well. But I want to make sure that we continue with this energy. Just don't stop here. We continue with the unity. Just don't stop here. Come out of here, my people. We do what we do as a unit. They catch one of the brothers out here by themselves slipping. It's easy to do whatever they want to do. And they still tying nooses to the trees at the colleges, tying brothers up to the back of the trucks. So you know what's going on. Police getting involved in it. We got to come together. Tribe of Judah, 12 tribes of Israel, come out of her, my people. Pass it to you out. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, sir. The brother, Malcolm X, he said that usually people are sad they don't do anything to describe what their condition. But when they get angry, they bring about a change. But he also said, we cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. This is a very diverse man, but he was for the people. That's what the latter part of his life was dedicated to. Another great, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I think it was his drum major instinct speech, he said, upon his death, don't talk about how many awards that he had or what he went to school. He said the only thing he wanted to leave behind was a committed lifestyle. And that committed lifestyle was in service to a people. And we take the words of the greats, not just these two, even Marcus Garvey, even Elijah Muhammad, even Louis Farrakhan, even Dick Gregory, and so many more. We could put together a recipe for real freedom. Not as an adjective, but as a verb. I leave you with this last quote by Malcolm. Hence, I have no mercy or compassion in me for a society that will crush people and then penalize them for not being able to stand up under the weight. I yield, brother.
Mayday, mayday. Come to the bottom of the hour. As we talked about today, May 3rd. Topic of discussion, mayday. Brought forth a few of these articles, a few of the Detroit prosecutor, what's going on in Seattle with the police and the May Day, May 1st event taking place with the jokes, discrimination, immigration, things of that nature. Talked about clapping. Had a prosecutor say, shoot him. Period. Quote, exclamation, comma, I love drama. She just want to wipe him off the mat. Spoke on things that's happening abroad, Tampa, locally. And it was a little piece that really, it goes on down another path. This path right here is something else. You know, back home, yeah, this year has been, I mean, 15 homicides already, bro. 15. And I think it was like nothing compared to like the evil streets of Chicago. I'm not saying that, but nonetheless, you know, Tampa do have its flaws, and I want to speak on sound. And this right here is what it is. So I'm gonna give it to you real. You already know. I do. So. In a 10-day span, there was three teenagers that were gunned down. And one of them was 14 years old, attending a birthday party. Listening audience, attending a birthday party for 14 years. So, in the spirit of the Black Lives Matter movement, and this movement has been sweeping the nation since last year. Personally, I've been waiting for mass protests locally denouncing the killings of most young black men personally. And like I said, yesterday was a chance to get boots on the ground approach here in Tampa with the Black Lives Matter rally. And just, it was something to be a part of. I'm glad I had a chance to do that. But what about this stop snitching? I think Snowman made some T-shirts. Remember, there were some T-shirts with the stop sign back a few years back. I think it was around the time it was the Snowman T-shirt that people was really offended by. But I'm saying, time. Stop snitching.
Never mind, never mind.
I give you a minute. Give me a minute. Huh? And just this culture that, I mean, it plagues the black community. Not just here in Tampa, but all across the nation. It's live and it's well. That's something that the brothers stick to. So much that at a news conference last week, police chief in Tampa 1, Jane Castor, was pleading with the residents to help law enforcement bring shooters to justice. Purposeful applause. We give every little cooperation from witnesses, and in most cases from the victims in these shootings. Now, these shootings have been going on in the last past 3 months, and adding historically research, we haven't had much help from those outside there in the community. Now, there's a reality TV show out there, I believe it's called The First 48. It's on the A&E network. I believe the title comes from the theory that in the first 48 hours after a homicide is the most crucial time period in solving the case or crime. And nonetheless, just like some of these neighborhoods we're speaking of, there's someone getting gunned down in the middle of the day in the housing projects, but no one knows anything. No one saw anything. Fear of retaliation, silence due to the non-snitching mindset, tattletale, I don't know. But whether it's used as a noun or a verb, the word snitch, it has some negative implication that goes along with it. It's like the grown-up version of being a little tattletale. And those are, can't say we all, but it was like a double standard. If they ask you, and I say they, well, growing up as a youngin' in the house, if I knew something and I didn't tell, I got beat. And then if I did tell, I got beat for not minding my business. So it was like a double standard there. I don't know what they were trying to teach me, but I do remember both case scenarios and getting tore up for both of them. But nonetheless, this snitch implication is like informer. You know, remember that? I don't know who it was. I think it was the Caucasoid. I thought he was a Jamaican or something. Yeah, Snow was his name. He had a little track called Informer.
Informer.
Yeah, man. And you understand that you got some people who just like want to get good with authority figures, and they might do this. And the authority could be a parent, teacher, principal, police, anything. Or they may just get a simple thrill by getting somebody in trouble. See what I mean? I think you went through something like that, my brother. Just a thrill. Now that you know that old situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like you see in mob movies, they're known as rats. You know, you want to kill the rat bastard as they were discovered. And thugs shoot people dead in the street over minor disputes. If you got no protection and you just want to go out and start, pardon me, I'm using my quotation bunny here, start snitching. You may feel that it's not in your best interest. And I think on one of those stops, on the Smith's t-shirt, I saw something that said, share needed information that can help. Now, if you look at it like that, it takes on a whole other meaning. What you got on that, Al?
I'm thinking about help who? Hell, Judas Iscariot was a snitch. He turned the Christ in. Snitch. I don't really think too much. It's a certain level of cooperation with law enforcement that's permitted. Too much cooperation is betrayal. Now, if you have a situation where innocent people, things of that nature, they're getting hurt and you know something, okay, cool, bet. That's morally sound. But if you're the type to infiltrate a movement and give the enemy names, hard numbers, logistics, and intel,
pictures,
you a rat you a snitch. That's unacceptable. Anything that's going to hurt the movement, unacceptable. Preserving life, morally soundly, yeah, take the name snitch if you need to. Other than that, that's impermissible. That's what I have on that. I mean, yeah, that's what I have on that.
Yes, sir. That was very important to denote. And so, let me take you back. These, you know, we run about the same age and time. So, you remember? You remember like the first? It wasn't called snitching back in the day when, I don't want to say back in the day, sound like I'm old, but when we was growing up, do you remember the slogan that was used?
No, sir.
Okay. What about this one? Do you remember how much it cost to use a payphone?
Well,
growing up,
I remember a quarter.
Quarter. I guess I was using them a little bit before you. Nonetheless.
Of course you were.
All right. I'm going to get you later. But check this out. Drop a dime. You remember that?
Oh, better know it.
Better know it. Drop a dime, stack a crime. You know what that goes back to? You know where that comes from? That comes from when it was 10 cents to use a payphone, right? So you just drop that 10 cents in, and you drop the dime. Enter concerned citizens to report crimes. Yeah. Better know it. So, and unfortunately, you got this hip-hop era. And you got artists that launched an anti-snitching campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And these three songs that made dropping a dime synonymous with being a traitor. I think in 2004, Lil Wayne had a song called Snitch. And Ice Cube had a song called Stop Snitching. And
man,
I believe
Chip said,
go ahead.
Nah, Chip said, man, he kept sitting so much, the only thing he misses is the fast coffee and throw that.
Yeah, I was going to read another one. He said, don't let your mouth open up because you don't want to see the handgun open up. Now, I remember on 60 Minutes, a few years back, you had the rapper Cam'ron doing an interview on 60 Minutes. And while discussing the thoughts of this stop snitching message, he was asked if he would inform on a serial killer that lived next door. The brother said, I wouldn't call and tell nobody on him, but I'll probably move. I'm not going to call and be like, there's a serial killer at 4E. So it's no real surprise that when you got these young people that's totally immersed in this hip-hop culture,
mm-hmm.
They refuse to cooperate with law enforcement. and realizing that a lot of these people do live in these high crime communities, if they were to start snitching, and the police gonna refuse to address the fear of retaliation. Also erase the fears that maybe the police and the community can work together. Now, you see all these signs, maybe Black Lives do matter. Local residents will be able to create a strategic coalition. I mean, whether it be Neighborhood Watch, we got many different programs, you know. Leave your neighbor your house key if you go out of town. I mean, I don't know. I know coming up in my neighborhood, there was about 3 or 4 people that you could have got beat by, so you didn't want to play. And this means that cooperating with the police, hell, it wasn't the police you were scared of. You were scared of coming home back to mom and daddy. I believe it was one Baltimore mom who got praised for smacking, tearing the brakes off her kid right there on public TV. And the mayor said, we need to get more parents like that. But understand that if this incident wasn't going on, if this incident wasn't going on right now, they probably would try to lock that lady up for child abuse. So
they're trying to lock the lady up now. They're trying to lock her up now. I just read about
it. It's always a flip side to the coin. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. So nonetheless, my grandma taught me, if you embarrass me in the street, I'm going to beat you in the street. Simple as that. And one day I tried to call her bluff, brought her the phone and said I was going to call the Child Protective Services. She brought me the phone and commenced the ass beating and asked me why I wasn't pushing no buttons yet. And with that, I'm going to pass it back to you, man. I yield. Yeah.
Thing is, there's a lot of work to be done. Well, excuse me, there has been a lot of work done. But moving the business forward, it becomes personal. And yes, emotions are going to be involved. If you ever find yourself sitting on the side of your bed or riding in your car, sitting on your sofa, and you're thinking about the things that are happening in the world, and you find your mind traveling down a tunnel that leads you into a thought or a feeling that you are connecting with a people, tribes of Aboriginal Nations is probably home. But if this is not what you decide to do, you must do something. You must make a difference. I remember reading a passage in the Holy Quran, and it said, my life, my death, my service is all for Allah. Now, for you Hebrews out there, you Christians or whoever may be listening, do your research on the language. I was taught here in this nation that Eloah is just another title for a master teacher. Anyhow, don't get so caught up in technicality. Point being, lead a life of service. Lead a committed lifestyle. Be about something more than ourselves. Because no one else cares. We have to care. It's going to be sacrifice. It's going to be turmoil. That is going to be disappointment. there will be betrayal. You heard the Cole, you heard the man J. Cole say, that success is struggle. Struggle is beautiful. So align yourself with truth, no matter who's speaking it. Truth is truth. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And that's how we moving forward in this movement. That there, brother, I yield.
Yes, sir. All right. How about we go to these phone lines real briefly and see what a listening audience has to offer. We have, you know, back at it once again, coming through the mother of this nation, Ima Yabus, come to shed some words of wisdom. The floor is yours.
Everybody, stand up.
Mm-hmm. Shalom. Shalom, Akyam. Beautiful, beautiful lesson today. I noticed it says May Day, and I happen to have the privilege to go back and see some of the happenings in the month of May, such as Hoover says stock market crashed temporarily. The continued growth of tuberculosis around the world was up. Al Capone began his, you know, federal penitentiary service of 11 years. The Hindenburg, you know, burst into flames. And there were many. Adolf Hitler and his wife committed suicide. The World War II in Europe ends on down. And so we know that May Day is a distress call. And, you know, according to the United States and other world people, May Day is like a relay call, and it's made from mm-hmm. one vessel on behalf of a different vessel, which is in distress. And I noticed that during the weekend, the businesses were in distress. Please, please open up. Let us open up. We need to make money. We need to have commerce going on. We've seen the effect of that. And as far as the people, we know we want justice, but we also have to stand up. And there's one scripture I want to leave you with, Psalms 57:4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are not on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O Yah, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Shalom. And with that, I say shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
All praise is due to the Most High Almighty. Beautiful. Well spoken, right on time. May they. And Yahweh brought forth many different events that took place throughout the timeline of history. His story. Understand the distress call. Hear my words and listen to the signals of distress. We got another faithful caller. Caller 941-448. You're on live.
Good afternoon, brothers. The lesson this afternoon was very well touched in regards to the protests in the Baltimore, very sad situation. Wish more of these younger brothers and sisters, you know, come and hear the words. You guys come and speak every Sunday and Mondays to kind of, you know, get together. It's important to sit together in a situation like this and be better, strong, and move forward. With that, I yield.
Good.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am.
No,
and
that's a real familiar voice.
A nation can only rise as strong as their woman.
Better know it.
What you say?
I was saying that's a real familiar voice. I know when we were just doing Monday show, it sounded like that sister was always there on Mondays too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gotta feed the food, you know. That coming back for more food, so duly noted. And we have one more caller. Caller 510-334. You're on live.
Well, okay, fine.
Yes,
you can get it.
What?
Yes, sir. Caller 510.
Hey, you want to go see this new movie?
334, you're on live.
What you about to do? I don't know. I didn't hear a word you
said. All right.
Oh, that.
We can hear you. All right. Well, with that being, before we leave you, I'm going to play a quick song. I know we usually just go out, but you started off with this. I want to go out real quick with a brief song, an outro, so to speak, and then I'll bless the people out. Is that all right with you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right damned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. Bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my scripts out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a rigor Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean the shit sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you will feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived.
That's it.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.
Shalom. Amen.